He's dated multiple women at one time.
It sounds like you're more on the defense side.
You're in the wrong place, babe.
How shit of a human he is.
Who fucking cares?
So first of all, have you heard about this solar eclipse that's supposed to happen tomorrow?
Yes.
So what do you know about it?
I know that I should not look at it because somebody said on TikTok that it brings like bad luck or something. And then I thought about it. And the last time that I looked at a fucking solar eclipse was like several years ago. And then I, you know, went through a few tough years. And I was like, I'm never fucking looking at the eclipse again.
Okay, so today's the 7th. Tomorrow's the 8th. And everybody's been freaking out about this solar eclipse that's supposed to happen tomorrow. So I don't know any about all the luck juju portion of it. But the reason people are freaking out is because apparently in 2000, or like all the previous solar eclipses, I think the last one was 2017. So the government basically puts out these statements like, you know, watch out for fake solar glasses that don't actually protect your eyes. Don't look at the eclipse while you're driving. Just like normal, dumb, like common sense kind of things. But apparently for this one, the government's been putting out warnings about like, make sure you're stocked up on food. Make sure there's gas in your car.
Why?
Well, that's the thing. So everyone's like, why is the government like putting out all these crazy warnings about this? So, but apparently there's been like all kinds of strange things happening leading up to this. So this one, I'm going to pop this open real quick. So basically for the people listening on Spotify and stuff, we're watching a clip right now where this fish is just like spinning around and these, and like, apparently this is happening all over the place. Here's one of like little, the sawfish or whatever. So people are coming up with all of these theories about the solar eclipse that's supposed to be happen tomorrow, which if you're watching this podcast, then we made it through because this podcast is not going to get posted till next week or whatever. But then they're also like trying to create the, like connect this theory, because you know how all the billionaires are creating these, you know, super massive fallout bunkers and stuff like that?
Well, they have been.
Yeah, they have been. But, and I don't know like the whole backstory on all these theories, but they basically connected that to some, apparently something supposed to happen with, after the solar eclipse that has to do with that. But for the people that don't know about the bunker,
the Facebook founder's underground bunker, estimated to be worth around $270 million.
Where is this at?
Is being built on the northeast side of Hawaii's Kauai Island.
They've got to be super irritated.
Details about Zuckerberg's newest property have been revealed, and it's quite luxurious. Zuckerberg has been buying up land near his Hawaii property to gain more building space. The underground bunker will include its own energy and food supplies, and what appears...
Yeah, so I guess there's like a bunch of billionaires that have been setting up all these fallout bunkers in preparation for something. And yeah, so there's like all of these weird things that people are tying to the solar eclipse that's supposed to happen tomorrow. So I guess we'll find out in a couple days.
Don't look at it just in case the theory is true.
Well, yeah. And they're also connecting it to like this prophecy that some solar eclipse that happened in, I can't remember the dates, but right after the solar eclipse, there's these massive earthquakes and all kinds of like weird natural phenomena that happen.
Did you see there was an earthquake in New York City the other day?
No.
What happened? Earthquakes like don't happen there. Like here, we expect them, and like, you know, San Francisco and like, you know, downstate. But like the East Coast, they don't have earthquakes like that. So their buildings, you know, aren't made for like all the swaying capabilities, would be my guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in like a high rise earthquake.
Because well,
I know they're like built to withstand it, but.
Yeah, but not in New York City.
Well, but I just wouldn't
want to. That would scare me more.
Well, I think when I watched how they, because it was in New York. They were building the buildings, and they show how they kind of like have this pendulum that kind of stabilize the whole building when that kind of stuff happens. But I don't like the feeling when, like, even when we went to stay wherever we did recently, and it felt like the building was like swaying because it was super windy that day. And then, okay, so in other news, Martha Stewart, so the internet's basically freaking out about this thirst trap picture that Martha Stewart posted.
Okay, let's just note that this woman's like 82 years old or something.
Yeah, which is pretty...
Look at her. I mean,
that's pretty impressive.
Fucking hot. Yeah, and she says, after an 8-hour plane trip from Westchester to Palm Beach, horrible, by the way, we went to bed early and I wore my beautiful nightgown, so I didn't look so bad when I got up. So she's 80-something years old or whatever, flies like this enormously long flight, goes to bed, wakes up, and that's what she looks like. Okay. What the hell?
So let's see what Reddit's saying about this. Bet she makes great breakfast for you after. I mean, hey, probably not wrong.
That's a plus. And then I knew we were going to see this. Yes, but what treatments? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, she, like, anybody who's as rich as her is going to do the same thing.
And who fucking cares? She looks amazing. And what's wrong with Botox or whatever? Who cares?
Yeah, why not? Okay, so the last thing right here is the Huberman controversy. So for people that don't know the Huberman controversy, try to explain what's going on with that.
Okay, so it's been happening, I guess, for about a week now in the news. But I first saw it a few days ago. There was like this article posted in the New Yorker or some big publication. I don't remember, New York Post. That some ex-girlfriend of Andrew Huberman, we all know who he is, came forward and was saying that when he was dating her, he was dating multiple women, and she went through and kind of just named all these supposed transgressions, in her opinion, you know, that he was engaging in or doing while they were together.
Yeah, so basically... He, you know, he's super famous for all of his health and biohacking and science and all this kind of stuff. And they're basically trying to, or, you know, putting his character into question with allegedly all these women that he was dating at the same time and all this stuff. So
backtrack a little bit. A few days ago, I was like at the doctor's office waiting for my appointment, and he posted something. It was like his first post since these allegations, a stupid ass article, came out, and he was disregarding it. He was only sticking to the content. He wasn't acknowledging like all these people being like, you need to say something. Let's hear it, Huberman, blah, 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 kind of like prodding at him. And then, so I'm looking at the comments, and there's people being like, this is such a disgrace. Like, how am I supposed to believe you when you're lying to a woman about whatever, like making a woman think that she's the only one you're dating or something? And like, people kept just being like, he needs to say something and acknowledge it. And he hasn't. And I agree with that move. I think it's a smart move. Because it goes along with his entire thing is like, I'm here to give the public this free, valuable as hell information that can help you change your life.
Yeah, so the question is, the thing that everybody's blowing up about on the internet is some people are on team scumbag Huberman and others are on, you know, team Huberman defending him. So... Well, it sounds like you're more on the defense side.
Yeah, because here's my thing. Every single person who's sitting there saying, I knew he was a douchebag, I had a hunch, blah, blah, blah. If a man's lying to a woman, how am I supposed to believe that he's not lying to me about the content? And I'm like, what? This is science-backed information that he's presenting. Information and the evidence is all there. And well, also
the thing first of all is like, you have to call you have to establish if these things are in fact, if they in fact happened the way that they were. So first of all, everyone's like arguing this argument as if the article is factual. And the fact that nobody's even taken the time to really determine whether or not the things being said in that article are accurate is like, everyone's just like, he's innocent, he's guilty. It's like, okay, why don't we first ask the question, who the fuck wrote this article and is that actually true?
Okay, and the next point would be, even if it is true, let's say it's all true and he's dated multiple women at one time, this is an attractive 48-year-old single man, unmarried man, famous, living in California, dating more than one woman at a time. Who fucking cares? Really?
Yeah, like,
what is the big deal?
Well, my thing is, like, if we are assuming that the article's true, then my thing is, like, okay, any single person on planet Earth, any single one of these people talking about how shit of a human he is and all this stuff, give me your fucking cell phone and let me talk to all of your exes you ever had and see what kind of fucking story I can come up with about how much of a shit person you are. I mean, anybody's going to have a group of individuals that are going to paint them in the most negative light possible. And that was the purpose of this article, was to go through people that he's known in his past, people that don't like him for one reason or another, generally going to be ex-girlfriends, obviously, and say, hey, what can you tell me about Andrew Huberman? And then using that information to paint a picture, the exact picture that you're trying to paint. Like, it's...
Well, and then I heard a really interesting perspective this morning, though, that I had not heard. Russell Brand had posted a video a couple days ago that saying, like, okay, look at this big controversy. This publication, you know, put together this piece of content trying to paint this educator as a monster because he's had a couple girlfriends at once or whatever. But let's look at the big picture, he was saying, Russell was saying. Andrew Huberman is so big and he has such a big influence and he's giving out all this really amazing free information to the public about how to live your life better basically and be as healthy as you can be with the tools that you have or, you know, what you have available to you. And saying that, like, you know, big pharma and like big food or whatnot might have a hand in this, like, just because he's having such a big, big influence on the world at this point that, you know, maybe it's kind of affecting things, or they think that he could, if he's not already, you know, be having an impact on those things and just kind of like trying to nip it in the bud, I guess.
But yeah, if he's pulling sales away from, you know, trash American food companies that are selling a lot of trash American food, and he's basically destroying their sales by getting people to understand not to eat and consume those things, then of course they're
going to... Well, but also, like, try these methods to help yourself sleep better instead of taking prescription drugs or, you know, so I'm sure it all adds up.
Yeah, I'm sure he is costing those companies millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to...
I hadn't thought about that perspective, though. I mean, but it makes sense, kind of. Like, I have to say I'm not, like, a big conspiracy theorist. I'd have to note that. But this one kind of makes sense. They kind of saw that he was this big thing, and then they were like, in cahoots with like some big publication that's like, what can we find on Huberman? Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a giant, you know, pharma or huge, you know, company that's selling Fruity Pebbles or whatever the fuck, and your sales are down by 50%, if you're a $1 billion company and your sales are down by 20-30%, and you know, you're able to kind of narrow that down to these health guru influencers that are getting people to not consume those things, then it makes sense that you would, you know, try to attack them and, you know, try to paint them in a negative light and lose their credibility and kind of win control over the market again.
Or it could just be a fucking little takedown piece by no one.
There's a million different reasons why a hit piece, it would make sense to write a hit piece on him.
Yeah.
From a lot of different angles. But
by the way, if you want to join us in the OnlyFans Level Up community, that is where I share all of my best secrets and strategies for OnlyFans creators, many of which are hitting really big numbers, as you may have seen from various guests on this podcast. But either way, it's a great place to be if you want to network or learn all of the best secrets and strategies to grow your OnlyFans account. You can find all of that information with the link down in the description below. But for now, back to the podcast.
Anyway, so the next one we got some Reddit stories here.
Oh, this one is super funny. Interesting, though. I'm curious to hear what you guys think about this one. So this is, am I the asshole for talking to a girl in a bikini on a beach? My wife, 35 female, is making me, 37 male, write this post. She feels my behavior during our vacation was completely inappropriate, while I think it was completely acceptable, and she is wrong. She loves the subreddit and wants for all of you to weigh in on our debate and solve this issue for us. We have been married for 7 years, and we have a 3-year-old toddler. A few weeks ago, we went to Miami for vacation, and we had a fun time. On the second day on the beach, we were relaxing on the beach chairs. My son and I were playing on the beach while my wife was soaking in the sun. I must add here that I love her very much, and she is the most beautiful person I've ever laid eyes on. At one point, my son wanted to build a sandcastle, and I took him to the wet sand near the water with all of his plastic toys. While he was playing, a lady, mid-30s, walked up to us and told me how cute my son is. I smiled and said thanks. She was looking toward the water constantly, and I think her kids must be in the water as she's watching them. Now, according to my wife, she was wearing a completely inappropriate, over-the-top bikini that left nothing for the imagination. According to me, I did not notice what she was wearing, and I have no comment. She was trying to make small talk and was asking me about my son's name, how old he is, where we're from, etc. I was also polite and had a brief conversation with her. We talked about where we're from, how long we were in Miami, etc. Finally, my son had enough and he wanted to go back, so I said goodbye and came back and sat next to my wife. The whole conversation may have lasted for less than 10 minutes. My wife was not happy with me talking to this lady. She kept on telling me how inappropriate it was to talk to, quote, that girl in the tiny bikini, and that she was trying to flirt with me. I told her what we talked about, and it was not even remotely flirty. I told her that this is common. When my son is with me at the park and other places, he gets a lot of attention from other moms, and they always come and have a chat. My wife has seen this play out before and never had a problem with it. My wife thinks that this is different because that girl was in a very revealing bikini, and as a married man, I should know better than to be talking to her. We saw that lady a few other times during our stay, and I cut our conversation short every time she tried to talk to me. My wife cannot let this go. She thinks that I should admit that it's different to talk to a girl in a social setting versus when she's in a bikini on a beach. I feel having small talk with someone is fine, irrespective of their state of dress or undress. So, dear Reddit forum, please settle this debate for us. Is my wife correct that I am the asshole for talking to a girl when she's wearing a bikini, or is she being unfair to that lady when she's wearing an appropriate outfit for the place that she was? Note that my wife will also be reading the replies, so please be nice when telling her how wrong she is. And then there's another section that says, wife here, I think he wrote this post omitting key details. The girl on the beach was clearly flirting and leaning too close to him. She may not have said it explicitly, but you could see that she was interested. She also kept popping up in the resort restaurant, bar, and lobby after this incident and tried to keep on talking to him throughout the week. It was disrespectful as she did not say a single word to me the whole time. I'm not saying my husband was flirting with her, but he should have read her body language and shut her down. Plus, there is bikinis and there was her bikini. Something with her was clearly off.
Yeah, so to me, it just comes off like, I don't know, because if I was in that situation, I wouldn't even think twice about it. Like, it wouldn't, like, if some girl comes up and starts talking to me, I'm just going to be like, yeah, blah, blah, whatever. I'm just going to talk to her. It's like, but then, like, if somebody else, if you're a super jealous person, you would probably take the position of this wife. If you're not a super jealous person, then it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
So it really, to me, it just is like the whole thing is based on what's the level of insecurity that the wife has.
Well, there's so many things here, though. Like, the dad is on the, you know, by the water with the son, and a woman walks up, whether she's hot or not. Generally speaking, other parents are friendly, especially if your kids are playing with or near each other and you guys are both just fucking standing there. You're not going to, like, cross your arms and turn your back toward them.
Yeah,
generally, like, speaking.
If I'm the guy and she walks up and then, like, what, like, just raise up my hands. No, you stand back. You can't talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
Also, you're in fucking Miami. So to complain about a bikini being too small or whatnot, you're in the wrong place, babe. This is not the place to be talking about that, because that's where, you're Miami. People are wearing the tiny bikinis. The girls are hot. People travel from all over the world to go play on those beaches.
Yeah, so the wife has most likely created this whole entire adversarial standoff between this woman, and this woman is just, like, existing and, like, has no clue that there's this imaginary going on between them.
Who's to say that she doesn't have, like, the hottest husband, like, just sitting over there? You know, she just has a kid and she just is in the same vicinity as your husband standing there with your kid. And also, if you were standing on the beach and some hot woman walked up to you and it made me jealous in some capacity, I don't see that happening to me. But if it did, or even if it didn't, I would go down there and be like, hey, or something to that effect. Like, she would be my friend too. So this whole thing just, I hate to call it insecure, but that's what it sounds like she is. And she's, you know, kind of keeping herself in the background. But it just doesn't have to be like that.
Well, yeah. So I'd say he didn't do anything wrong. Okay. What is this one?
Okay, so this one, the title is just Feeling Embarrassed. I've never really felt embarrassed about what I do until recently. My views have plummeted a bit, as much as everyone else has. So I've been doing my best to make as much content as I can to promote. 3 TikToks a day, daily Insta and Twitter posts, along with the OF work I have already. I have fibromyalgia, so naturally my body aches by the end of the day. The embarrassing part is whenever I explain that I'm tired from work, it's always, quote, well, it can't be that hard, can it? You're just making TikToks and taking photos. And, well, yes, I understand I'm not like a surgeon or someone carrying large, heavy equipment all day, but, like, I'm still exhausted. I'm still crying myself to sleep from the pain. My poor boyfriend even tries to back me up to them, but I keep telling him not to waste his breath, despite me appreciating his efforts. But now when I do content and I notice it takes me more than one try to get the right scene or the right pick, I feel like such a failure. Like, it's so easy. If it's so easy, then why am I so bad at it, sort of thing.
First of all, who's them? Like, her friends, her family?
I'm assuming,
like, random people?
Like, she says her boyfriend
is... It's probably just, like, the friends of her boyfriend, maybe, or, like, friends of...
Well,
probably,
yeah.
People in their circle, I guess.
Yeah, because the boyfriend's trying to back me up.
Well, the thing is, no, like anybody who doesn't do, like anyone who's unfamiliar with the OnlyFans, like doesn't do it themselves, there's no amount of explanation. There's no amount of telling them or convincing them what it actually is, how much work it actually is. Like anybody who does it knows. Anybody who doesn't is there's no consolidating with them. 0% they're ever going to look at it and be like, oh yeah, you're right. That actually is a lot of work. Nope. 0%. They're always just going to look at you like, oh, you don't work. You just take pictures and dance around all day. I wish I could be a girl.
Well, like, even that, I had some fucking, what was he? Could you even call him an agency guy? That guy that was like shaming me on my Instagram. And he's like, I follow this whore and a bunch of other whores to collect whatever fucking AI.
He's basically just telling you how he steals your content so that he can train an AI model.
Yeah, like, he's like, I follow this whore for AI purposes. And it's so funny when she talks about, or when whores talk about how they work and stuff. Oh, the sky's falling. Ho, ho, ho. Because there was like just a short clip of one of our other podcasts talking about,
so basically what you're saying,
taking time off or something.
Basically what you're saying is you're broke and you live in your mom's basement.
And you're stealing my content.
That's the intelligence you're displaying at the moment.
I thought that that was interesting. So he even, you know, claims to be inside of like the industry and still is like not acknowledging the fact that OnlyFans models, like, we fucking work.
Well, that's the thing. If somebody is saying that, they're clearly not in the industry, because anybody in the industry knows what's involved. And so if anybody's taking that position, then they're just outing themselves of how ignorant they are.
But this person has fibromyalgia, and that's got to suck too. So, I mean, especially when you have kind of that working against you, it's got to be really, really rough.
Just anyone who's outside of the industry, just don't even attempt to justify it or explain
definitely
it. There's,
don't feel embarrassed.
Yeah, don't feel embarrassed. And also just realize that there's a 0% chance that anyone outside of the industry will ever empathize or understand. They just won't. It's just what it is. All right, so I got a list together of, I always like to, every time I'm doing like research on different creators and niches and stuff like that, when I've come across some interesting ones, I'll just add them on here. So on a few episodes ago, we did a little segment on some of the best TikTok niches. And this one's going to be similar, but these are ones that are just kind of like interesting and bizarre accounts. They're not that crazy, but like pretty interesting ways to promote. So, and again, like none of these are just the blit, like, you know, everybody's still kind of just doing this, or at least most, not everybody, but a lot of people are still doing the super generic, you know, just broad, trying to look cute on TikTok, whatever. And I like to show these because these are creators that are, you know, stepping outside of just the plain standard basic OnlyFans thirst traps, and they're, you know, doing something a little bit creative, a little bit interesting. So let's kind of go through some of these. Oh yeah, so this girl, so she does really cool. Let me just pop some of these open. Yeah, so she does just like cool little transition. Like she's really good with stuff.
It's time for a comeback.
Dang, her transitions are seamless.
Yeah, so I thought that one was pretty cool. Just learning a skill like that.
I used to spin staff for a minute.
Yeah,
I still have it. I need to go pull it out and see if I can still spin it.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool.
She's good.
And okay, so this one's probably my favorite one of the month that I've seen so far.
Oh my God.
The way that this girl promotes her OnlyFans is probably my favorite thing ever.
She's fucking hilarious.
All right, so let me just play a few of these. Dang, this one got 111 million views.
Dang. Oh my.
So her whole entire account is just that, like beating up this thing.
I need to fucking do this just for my mental health. This looks therapeutic. Yes.
But like, what a cool way to promote your OnlyFans account. You just beat the shit out of a dummy every day. Like that's doesn't sound.
Imagine your neighbor like walking her dog past your house and like happens to glance in and that's what you're doing.
Like what?
Just credit carding your butt crack and wiping it, smacking the fucking.
Yeah, little do they know this girl's probably making at least six figures a month beating the shit out of this dummy.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
Let's go, bro. We got sick.
Yeah, so that one's probably my favorite. This one, yeah, this next girl, I don't think this one actually promotes OnlyFans, but she easily could. It would work exactly the same. But she just does this really cool, I don't know what this is called, but whatever.
Yeah, what is that called? Is that the thing?
But yeah, these.
Oh, wheel gymnastic. Or German wheel, it looks like. Wow.
Yeah, so that one's really cool. And yeah, she doesn't. Pretty sure she doesn't have OnlyFans, but she easily could. And then this one right here, what is this one? Oh yeah, this one, I don't think this girl promotes OnlyFans either, but I have seen OnlyFans creators doing this, and this still works pretty good. Yeah, so like finding, like these are those niches where it's like, you know, can you make money with your passion? Well, yeah, if you find a cool little thing like these girls are doing.
Dang, and she's getting her cardio in. Like hitting three birds with one stone.
Which, by the way, I don't know if I'm going to have to mute this sound or not, but if you know what sound this is going super viral right now. The sound's doing really well. So if you're looking for a trendy sound to use on your videos, that's a really good one right now. But yeah, so... little interesting things like that that's like out of the standard basic OnlyFans trends. Like this is the stuff that people need to be, you know, find their little pocket in something like this. And this is how you do it nowadays. Like,
yeah,
it's not about the basic little thirst trap stuff anymore.